Senator Mark Begich is in the state this week during Congress's Easter recess. Begich brought back an update on the new reauthorization of the Indian Health Care Improvement Act, which he shared with local reporters. The reauthorization comes with the health care reform bill signed into law last week and changes some rules for health care delivery in Native communities.
But also enhanced a few things. For example, there are some facilities being built in Alaska that they can build the hospital, but they cannot build the long-term health care facility next to it for the seniors and the elders of the villages. Under this legislation, it makes sure you can do that. You think it's a small little issue, but in the villages, this is a very important piece of the health care delivery system for their elders, that they're not only next to the hospital, but they're part of the system.
Alaska has the highest number of federally recognized Indian tribes in the nation, some 230 tribes. Begich said that reauthorization sets the parameters of what funding is available for a large percentage of Alaska's population.
We also increased mental health services under the Indian Health Services Plan. A great benefit for us here in Alaska and throughout this country. Having this reauthorized, this means we don't have to go through this massive reauthorization for the Indian Health Services again. Over time, we'll probably tweak it, upgrade it. It means tens of millions of additional dollars for Indian Health Services, again, benefiting this state. That was wedged into this piece of legislation.
Although there is no new money in the Indian Health Service budget as a result of the reauthorization, the update does require the IHS to account for medical inflation rates and population growth to counter underfunding. Senator Begich is scheduled to address state legislators in Juneau on Wednesday.